everyone. This is Dr. Cheryl Selman, and welcome to What Women Must Know. It's always a pleasure having you join me on this show. And as always, this show is dedicated to empowering you with truthful information so you can make the most informed decisions possible regarding your health and your well-being. So we have another opportunity today to have an in-depth conversation on a subject that is really critically important for our health with my guest who is making such a difference in the world. Before we jump into that, I just want to remind everyone, I actually have a new website. We've just migrated to a brand new website, which is really exciting, a lot more features. So I encourage you to go over and visit me at whatwomenmustknow.com. Because there you will find many free special reports, articles, videos, great educational material. And that's what we all need to get the truthful information that will make a difference in our lives. So I hope you'll go over, have a visit, opt in to my newsletter, and that'll keep you up to date with all my activities and travels and lectures and great information. So, okay, let's talk about today's topic. We're really very privileged today to have as my guest Dr. Mark Hyman. Dr. Mark Hyman has made quite an impact in the world, I believe, certainly enlightening people to what is happening regarding their health and providing the strategies and a new paradigm to understand how to deal with the many chronic illnesses that we are facing globally. For those of you who are not familiar with Dr. Hyman, just let me tell you a little bit about him. He was co-medical director of Canyon Ranch for 10 years and is now the chairman of the Institute for Functional Medicine and founder and medical director of the Ultra Wellness Center. He is the New York Times best-selling author of Ultra Metabolism, The Ultra Mind Solution, and The Ultra Simple Diet, and co-author of Ultra Prevention. And today we're going to be talking about his latest New York Times best-selling book called The Blood Sugar Solution, The Ultra Healthy Program for Losing Weight, Preventing Disease, and Feeling Great. And it's my great pleasure to welcome Dr. Mark Hyman to the show today. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. I'm so good. And, you know, here's what I want to start off saying to you, Mark. You know, when we listen to the news and we hear how the drug companies are doing this and that, or we listen to these new studies that are proving another drug to be the solution or disproving anything natural could be helpful, there is great hope in my heart because of you. Because I know there are people there behind the scenes who are trying to get this message out into the halls of power.
Listen, a lot of people are going to lose if the right information gets out there, and that's unfortunate because one-third of our economy profits from people being sick and fat, and there's a lot of voices trying to drown out the other voices that are saying the truth. So thank you for saying that.
You know, and I know it's taken a lot to be heard, and anyway, I just wanted to start off the show saying that because we need to know there is something going on. It may not be visible, but there is a force moving in the direction of understanding more integrative approaches and functional medicine approach and bring
Absolutely.
It into our lives.
Absolutely. Doctors are getting sick of what they're doing, too. Our conference at the Institute on New Approaches to Heart Disease and Diabetes was completely sold out months before, and this is not something that's even subsidized by the drug companies, and it's quite expensive because it's all paid for directly by the doctors, and yet it was completely sold out.
You know, so it's really like tapping into this new energy that's emerging. You're part of it. I think we're all part of it in our own way of birthing a new paradigm. It's kind of a blinding flash of the obvious, though, isn't it, Mark? It's like getting back to healthy principles, aligning with our connection to nature, aligning with, you know, healthy choices that using food, using our emotional well-being, supporting all those features to support our health on all these levels.
That's right. You know, we have an amazing innate ability to heal, and I've seen this over and over in my patients, people who were written off by their doctors who'd had, you know, advanced diabetes, heart disease, angina, reflux, you name it, they had it, and the doctor sort of gave up on them. And I said, look, do you really want to change your life? Do you want to get healthy? And they say, yes. And I said, well, here's what you need to do. Here's the instruction manual for your body. If you follow it, your body will respond. And one guy, George, came in. He was 63, and he'd had 300 pounds, type 2 diabetes, angina, heart failure, high blood pressure, reflux. I mean, you name it, he had it, and 9 medications. And within a year, he'd lost 150 pounds, not with a gastric bypass, but simply by putting in real food and moving his body and taking a few basic nutritional supplements, and all these things went away. His diabetes was gone, his heart failure, his angina, everything reversed. The body has an extraordinary capacity to heal if we just let it.
Exactly. And, you know, the model that you're really talking about as you do your presentations, and we're going to be talking about the steps to help reverse the chronic illnesses caused by a blood sugar imbalance. And I really want us to get into that. But before we do, I think, you know, the first thing that is so critically important for people to understand is what you are talking about. And that's the importance of treating the systems, not a disease process, which is just a symptom of systems that are out of balance. Can you talk a little bit about that to begin with?
You know, absolutely. You know, one of the things that we've learned is that the body is not just a set of different organs that happen to be slopped together in this thing we call our body. They're all interconnected. Everything is connected. And yet medicine, everything's separate. Everything's siloed. All the specialists have different focuses. They all just know their little part, and they treat it as if it's independent from everything else. And everybody intuitively knows it just doesn't make any sense. But nobody knows what to do about it because that's what our training was. So functional medicine is a way of looking at the body as an ecosystem, as basically a network of different systems that have to be functioning in harmony for you to be healthy. And there's a few fundamental basic root systems that drive everything. And we're familiar with those. We know what they are. They're your immune system and your digestive system and your detoxification system and your body's energy system, how you make energy, your hormones, and so forth. So there's a few, very few, and they're influenced by what we do, by what we eat, and by environmental toxins, and by stresses and allergens. And these things, infections, microbes, and these things are also affected by things that we might be missing that we need, like the right food, nutrients, air, water, light, love, rhythm, connection, meaning, sleep, everything that we need to create a healthy human. So basically, we have to take out the bad stuff, put in the good stuff, and the ecosystem can thrive, and then disease goes away as a side effect. So you don't actually treat disease. I think it's a crazy idea to think that we shouldn't have to treat disease directly, but we don't. If we just work on establishing harmony and balance within these basic systems, and this is really a scientific parallel to a lot of ancient traditions like Chinese medicine or Ayurveda, which look at the body as a system, and yet we've become able to see into, from a biological point of view, from a scientific point of view, actually how this is really happening. And that's what functional medicine is. It's bringing that to light and giving people real tools and practical strategy and a roadmap to create health.
And that's exactly what this new paradigm is, as I like to call it. I'm sure a lot of people are understanding this as a new paradigm, or at least it's a new emerging paradigm from what we've been educated and indoctrinated into. It's really teaching us. We have to go back to these root cause issues, which is physical, emotional, mental, spiritual. Let's talk about your new book, because it's so successful, and congratulations on making the New York Times bestselling list again. And the blood sugar solution. And when we talk about blood sugar, people hear that term a lot, Mark. I don't know if people really understand what that means. So can we start by just defining what we mean when we talk about blood sugar?
Well, we know we eat sugar, so we're familiar with sugar. And it's really the same thing. Sugar in your blood is glucose, but it's derived from what you eat, and mostly from the flour and sugar in our diet. And when it's out of balance, it creates disease. If it's too low, you get low blood sugar. If it's too high, you get diabetes. But those are the two ends of the spectrum of what's happening. What happens is these swings in our blood sugar, these little short spikes, which don't really account for having diabetes, but they indicate that you're eating too much sugar. It causes spikes in insulin, and that's really the problem. That insulin is the driver of this obesity epidemic. Insulin is what makes you store fat in your belly. Insulin is what shrinks your brain and makes you inflamed and makes your blood clot and causes pimples and causes depression. Insulin is the thing that we're driving up, and it's invisible because nobody tests it. Nobody looks at it. Everybody talks about blood sugar, but the secret of the blood sugar solution is really about insulin. It should be called the insulin solution, but no one knows what that is, so I call it the blood sugar solution.
Because while we see this issue manifesting in this huge epidemic of obesity, which is such a risk factor for diabetes, and by the way, this is a really important issue for me because I actually have two family members, actually probably more. One cousin actually died from all the complications of diabetes, even though she was on all the medications, of course, never really did anything about her diet and nutrition. But, you know, after losing limbs and going blind and finally died of a heart attack, and her brother now is on dialysis.
Was that type 1 diabetes?
No, type 2.
Wow.
They both, you know, and they were just, they, you know, their doctors gave them the medication, gave them no other advice. And so I see how ravaging this disease is, and I don't think people really appreciate how devastating diabetes is because it seems to be kind of subtle. People think they can manage it, but they have no idea what's really going on in their bodies, how it's deteriorating and aging.
No, and the sad thing is that this is not uncommon. I mean, you said, you know, like it was a surprise that someone in your family had it. It affects one out of every two Americans. That's every other person has either pre-diabetes or diabetes, and 90% of it's not diagnosed. And the reason is that doctors don't know how to diagnose it. They're not trained how to do this in medical school. So they have to wait until your blood sugar is really high, and they go, oh, you have diabetes. And that's 20 or 30 years too late. And the reality is that even prediabetes may not cause amputations and kidney failure, but it causes almost everything else, including heart attack, strokes, many cancers like breast, prostate, ovarian cancer, colon cancer, pancreatic cancer. It causes depression. It causes pre-dementia, dementia, even depression and acne and infertility. All these things are driven by this diabetes problem. And it's not a problem when you get diabetes. It's a problem way before.
And I think that's such a profound point, because when you talk about the blood sugar solution, we need to really appreciate that imbalances in blood sugar, which comes from eating the kind of diet that the average American is eating, is driving an imbalance in blood sugar, which is setting our bodies up for chronic illness.
Yeah, you know, what people don't realize is that diabetes, this problem of insulin resistance and prediabetes, and diabetes, this is the main driver of almost every single chronic disease that's affecting Americans in this country. Heart attacks, cancers, dementia, these are the big killers, but high blood pressure, every single one of those is caused by diabetes, and 90% of the time it's missed. So you can't even treat it, and they're just treating the downstream symptoms and not the upstream problem. So the reality is that we know how to reverse this. We can change it at any stage, and we've seen people get off insulin, people get off diabetes medications, and reverse this significantly. And it's something that we have the science to do, but nobody's applying it.
Well, you certainly are helping us to apply it.
Trying.
And obviously, it's, you know, it is sounding a note that people are responding to, because first of all, it's not a difficult thing that you're really guiding people to do.
No, it's kind of goofy. I mean, actually, what I'm saying is so ridiculously simple. It's eat food and cook it yourself. It's really simple. You know, simple idea of that we should be eating what came out of a farm, not a pharmacy. It's just a really simple idea, but most food that we're eating is actually factory-made science projects, not really food. It looks like food, or may think it's food, but it's really not. And it creates a whole set of hormonal, biochemical, genetic alterations that are driving our disease process. And it's not that hard to undo that. You just simply eat fresh, real, whole food, cook it yourself, and your problem's over.
So you list in your book 7 steps to treating diabetes. These are the 7 steps really to support people in healing any condition, any imbalance, and even I would say it helps to support all of us in rejuvenating our bodies.
Absolutely, absolutely. We know what I outline in the book are how these 7 fundamental systems are at the root of diabetes, but these are the 7 things that are driving all disease. So you could call it the, you know, it could be cancer, it could be heart attacks, it could be autoimmune disease, could be digestive disorders, things that are really creating huge suffering in our population can be addressed through the same approach, because it's really turning the dials on your biology to get your biological networks in harmony, working well. And that is the beauty of functional medicine, because it's really about creating health. And when you create health, no matter what the disease is, it tends to go away. We did an experiment, a social experiment at Saddleback Church in California with 15,000 people, and we had, not only do they lose 250,000 pounds in a year, but all these other problems went away as a side effect of creating health. They got rid of their asthma, their irritable bowel, their migraines, their autoimmune disease, their blood pressure meds, their diabetes meds, and on and on. And I was so surprised. Their acne got better. Their depression got better. Their sex drive got better. And these happened not intentionally, not as if we were treating these problems separately, which is what we do in medicine, but simply by creating the conditions for health. It's like treating the soil instead of the plant.
You know, that must have been a huge awakening for that population of people to make the connection. That is, they go in and apply the simple principles that you're talking about, going back to healthy food, get rid of your junk food, your processed food, your sugar, how everything is connected, everything they're suffering with is connected.
It's amazing to me how people who are really smart, well-educated, and have a pretty good idea of how things work in the world have no clue how what they're doing affects their body, they have no clue about how food is actually affecting their health. And it's astounding to me, but it's true. People have, they kind of know that calories are a problem, that if you eat too much, you're going to get fat. But short of that, they don't realize that it's not just about the calories. That, as Sanjay Gupta said on 60 Minutes, hey, maybe the science is saying that a calorie isn't a calorie isn't a calorie anymore. And the scientists are proving that not all calories are equal, and they have different effects on the body, and some are good for you and some are not.
Why do you think that is? Why do you think it's so difficult for people to make that kind of connection?
Well, the thing is, they've never been given the experience of what it feels like to feel different. Mm. So if you're eating crap all the time, you feel like crap all the time, and you don't know they're connected. When you stop and then you start again, which is what I encourage people to do in my books, like the Blood Sugar Solution, I give people a plan to reset their system. And then they have a clean slate, and then they can see actually what happens. So that they eat something, they go, oh, my God, I feel so bad, and they want to eat that again. Because they didn't know how bad they were feeling when they were feeling bad all the time. And that's a really amazing gift that I try to give people, is giving them the opportunity to really feel well quickly and show them the power of this approach. It doesn't take years. It doesn't take months. It can happen in literally days.
Yeah. Let's talk about a few of these seven steps. Maybe we can get into all of them that you consider fundamental to healing diabetes, but really for anyone who wants to get well.
Yeah, I mean, the foundation for everything is the first step is boost your nutrition. It's really food. We've come to understand that we are reading a toxic industrial diet, that the abundance of sugar, when 150 pounds per person per year, that's a lot of sugar, 55 pounds of white flour. We eat so few nutrients, so many calories. We eat food that's depleted of any life force, and that really drives so much disease. And learning how those things affect us and fixing that is really key, and I talk a lot about that. So, and then in the book, a lot of the plan is really using food as medicine. I mean, there's no better drug on the planet. It works faster, it's better, cheaper. Has no side effects, and it affects thousands of genes, hundreds of thousands of protein networks, and really dozens of hormones, that every bite you take is a chance to heal. So people can begin to understand that. That's a really powerful foundation for really everything. I mean, people think, oh, I can exercise my way out of it. You can't. I mean, if you exercise is critically important, but if you had one fast food meal, you'd have to run 4 miles a day for a week to burn off that one meal. So you can't exercise your way out of a bad diet. And the second step is really to deal with inflammation. A lot of us are inflamed, and that's one of the ailments of modern life is everything causes inflammation. Sugar is the number one cause, but other things cause it. Food allergens like gluten and dairy. I was talking to a woman who lost 170 pounds from stopping dairy and processed food because dairy created a lot of inflammation for her. We also know gluten's a big factor, and we see this a lot. And then, of course, there's other things like toxins, which are important, and they cause inflammation. And there's ways of really cooling off the inflammation by living an anti-inflammatory lifestyle with an anti-inflammatory diet. And then, of course, there's how we balance our hormones, and, of course, there's insulin, but other things are affected. Our sex hormones, our stress hormones, our thyroid hormone, all these have to be in balance. All are affected by what we do and what we eat. And there's other factors, our digestion, another key step to creating health. Many of us have digestive problems. It's probably the most common reason people visit the doctor, irritable bowel, reflux. And they're not just annoying. They're actually causing inflammation in your gut. They're causing inflammation in your body. And your bacteria in your gut are actually driving a lot of the obesity issues. So there's many, many factors that can be involved in creating disease and obesity, and those are some of the big ones. Toxins, environmental toxins, big deal. So we've got nutrition in our gut and inflammation and hormones and detoxification. All these factors are really critical and things that most doctors aren't really trained to think about.
You know, I've been doing nutritional genomic testing, and I know you are supportive of nutritional genomic testing, and it's been such an education for me just seeing the results from the patients I'm working with, because, first of all, I've realized that we carry genes that have not been able to deal with and cope in any way with the amount of carbohydrates that we're consuming. Genetically, we are not able to function on a high carbohydrate diet.
No, you're right. I mean, I think we I always say that carbohydrates are the single most important thing for health and long-term weight loss, but I'm talking about vegetables. Vegetables are all carbohydrates, so we have to be specific.
Well, complex carbohydrates or refined carbohydrates, I should say.
Yeah, we mean sugar. We mean processed sugar and carbohydrates. Yeah. Those are the things that are driving most of the problem. It's the 150 pounds of sugar. So I think you're right, and I think we historically, from an evolutionary perspective, we were better off if we could store fat and we could, you know, slow our metabolism down, and eating more and exercising less was a survival technique. Now it's a death sentence. And we have to understand that we have to eat in harmony with our genes, otherwise we won't fit into our genes.
Right. And I think that people are starting to appreciate the fact that our 21st century diet is incompatible with our body's capacity to function, really.
It is. I mean, it's a total mismatch of genes and environment. That's what's happening. And from an evolutionary perspective, people who are designed to survive are the ones that are most likely to get fat and die. Because if you pump out a lot of insulin, that's a good thing if you're trying to store fat for the winter. Problem is, we keep eating all winter. And so either we go into hibernation and don't eat all winter and fast most of the winter, or we have to change our whole pattern. And I think it's not that difficult. It's pretty simple. And I think, you know, I just was at a great conference, Andy Weil's Nutrition Conference, and Dr. Robert Lustig was there, who's a scientist from UC San Francisco, and Dr. David Ludwig from Harvard. And they're both talking exactly the same thing about how sugar and refined carbs and high glycemic foods are really driving so much of the chronic disease and obesity epidemic. And that's really what the Blood Sugar Solution is about. It's a plan for people to reset their metabolism and to lose weight effortlessly and to feel that they can stop those cravings and being addicted to sugar and processed food. And it's also a plan for people to get healthy in community and to take back our health as a society.
And let's talk a little about community, because you talk a lot about the role of community and support to be able to make the kinds of changes people need to make to get healthy.
Yeah, you know, functional medicine is about changing our biological networks, using the science of understanding how our body works as a system and pulling the levers on biology, turning the dials to make everything to work properly. That's working with our biological networks. That changes biology. But we need to change behavior as well, because you can't change biology without changing behavior. And we realize that social networks are enormously important in transforming our biology. I call it sociogenomics. Sociogenomics is the power of social networks to influence our health and disease, to transform our gene expression in ways that create amazing health. And we found this at this church in Saddleback, where we used the power of the small groups and community to transform the entire church's health. And it was so exciting, and we saw so much change so quickly. And we realized that people who did the program together, and it wasn't a weight loss program, but people who did it together lost twice as much weight as those who did it alone. So the power of community is huge, and we see this all over the place. We see even in third world countries, like in Uganda, Cameroon, Thailand, and South Africa. There are programs called Peers for Progress that use group support and peer support, not even educated doctors or health practitioners, but peer people helping each other, led to better outcomes than most doctors' interventions and actually reduced healthcare costs tenfold in those communities. So it's possible to do this with each other, helping each other, and we need to do that because we can't treat this one by one. We have 400 million diabetics in the world. We'll soon have 500 million. We have probably close to 1 billion pre-diabetics. We don't have enough doctors and healthcare workers to go around, so we can't do this one by one in the doctor's office and clinics. We have to do it by the tens of millions in groups together helping each other.
I wanted to ask you, out of that experience over at the Saddleback Church, what has gone on since then? What's the ripple effect that you have observed?
Well, it's been amazing. We've been communicating with churches all over the world. We've had hundreds of churches call us and want to participate. We've had spontaneous churches all over the country sprouting up doing the program. I met with church leaders in Atlanta, including Martin Luther King's daughter, Bernice King, Andrew Young, and head of Ebenezer Baptist Church, Reverend Durley, about bringing this into the churches in the South, the black churches in the South, which are hugely affected. 1 in 5 African-Americans are diabetic. This is twice as many as whites. It's a big, big problem. And we know how to fix this, and the churches are very excited. I just spoke at TED Med about this, at Clinton Globe Initiative. We're going to be talking about this. It's very, very exciting.
Well, it is exciting because churches become such a vehicle for social change. They certainly become a vehicle for our health change.
Mm-hmm.
And, and you have such a fabulous working model that I'm sure can then be replicated, and that's obviously what you are doing, what people are reaching out for.
That's what we're trying to do. We want to scale this to 1 billion people because people helping people is the answer here. I mean, we have to take back our health. I mean, we can't expect doctors or the government or healthcare system or corporations to do it for us. We have to start where we live and where we work and where we go to school and where we pray. I mean, you know, our kitchens have been hijacked from us. Our taste buds and our kitchens have been held hostage by the food industry. We need to take them back, and we can do that. It's something that starts at home, and that's the first place. Your home should be a safe zone. Your school should be a safe zone. Your workplace should be a safe zone where you can't get into trouble and where you're not tempted by all the wrong things, where you can build the right culture of health and wellness everywhere you live. And that's possible. It happens. People are doing it, and it's extraordinary to see. But we really look at what happens there. It's just amazing.
Well, this is such an inspiring story. We are going to take a short break, so I don't want anyone listening to go away. This is a fantastic conversation with Dr. Mark Hyman. He is the author of The Blood Sugar Solution, the ultra-healthy program for losing weight, preventing disease, and feeling great now, a New York Times best-selling book once again. So hang in there. We will be right back. Welcome back. This is Dr. Cheryl Selman. You are listening to What Women Must Know, and today we are talking to Dr. Mark Hyman. He is the author of the New York Times best-selling book, The Blood Sugar Solution, the ultra-healthy program for losing weight, preventing disease, and feeling great now. And he is helping to make a huge paradigm shift, not only in this country, but around the world, in how we approach our understanding to create health and well-being. So Mark, we were having this fantastic conversation. In your book, you have a section talking about what's happening to our children. Can we talk a bit about how our children are being affected and how the obesity epidemic is now, affecting our children? Children are being born with this tendency. This is a really terrifying trend.
Yeah, one in three children born today will be diabetic in their lifetime. 40% of kids are overweight now. We're seeing type 2 diabetes in 10-year-olds, 5-year-olds. I just talked to a gastroenterologist who told me that he had a person in his practice who was 5 years old with cirrhosis of the liver. That's fatty liver drinking sodas. I see little babies with their baby bottles filled with soda, dark cola. I mean, this is criminal. And where food marketing practices allow this marketing to junk food to kids. And this is the only country where we have this kind of food marketing to children and where we have the death penalty. So think about it. It's not a good track record. And we know what? We have to do something because we're seeing strokes in 5-year-olds. We're seeing heart attacks and bypass surgeries in 20-year-olds. It's not something that's happening in the future. It's happening right now. And we didn't see this a generation ago. This is a new problem. And it's clearly driven by the food industry. Everybody's trying to confuse the story and say, oh, well, we don't really know, and why is this happening? And we know why it's happening. I mean, it's not a surprise. And I think it's really, really critical to really focus on how we can change this conversation and get people awake to the problem. Michelle Obama's Let's Move campaign is a great idea, but it shouldn't be just Let's Move. It's Let's Eat Right. You know, Let's Move is non-threatening, right? Nobody's against Let's Move. Everybody's like, exercise more. That benefits everybody. But say, let's not eat soda, let's not eat junk food, let's not eat fast food. Let me tell you something. That's gonna make a lot of people upset. So I feel like we need to get serious about this, and I'm hoping that we can change the conversation to do something quite different, because if we don't, we're in big trouble.
So do you see this as a grassroots movement that will change our culture? It's going to come from the bottom up, not the top down.
Absolutely. We have to do both. We have to have a grassroots movement. We have to change policy. We have to create a soda tax. We have to stop junk food marketing to kids. We have to change agricultural subsidies. We have to clean up our schools. We have to create improvements in the food deserts in this country. We have to make good food less expensive. We have to teach people how to cook again. We have to really change every area of our lives where we are creating disease, and it's a comprehensive strategy, and it can work. It has worked in places where it's been tried. It's just something that we have not gotten serious about as a country, and we have to, because our economy is bankrupting it, and it makes people feel bad. I don't understand how we're going to operate as a country, because when you have diabetes, when you're fat and sick, you don't function well. You're depressed. You're tired. You can't be productive in your life. You can't engage in healthy relationships. You can't have a spiritual life that really is engaged, because you're feeling so bad all the time. People don't realize that they don't have to feel that way, that really feeling good is only a few days away. And I encourage people to just pick up the book, The Blood Sugar Solution, try it for a couple of weeks. Don't listen to what I'm saying. Just let your body speak for itself and see what happens. People don't realize how close they are to feeling good if they're given the right information and the right tools.
It's like a challenge. You know, you may not intellectually accept it, but you have to give it a go, because until you experience it, you don't know what's possible. And I know, to that end, you've created a very powerful and effective community, online community, based on your work. And I think maybe we need to talk a little bit about that and let people know what you've created to provide the kinds of support, guidance, education, practical strategies that they can implement to support them in regaining their health.
You know, it's all about having the right information, the right tools, and the right support. And I think the science of functional medicine is a very well-established field. This isn't something that I just made up. This is not Dr. Hyman's latest fad program. This is based on decades of research and science, and I'm just happen to be the loudest spokesperson for it, but I'm certainly not the originator of it, and it's founded on a set of principles that is the future of medicine. I just came back from a big conference and TEDMed, where everybody's talking about the future of medicine, and they were talking about functional medicine, and this is the future, but we can have it now. And I provided that information in a do-it-yourself self-help program that allows people to take back their health, because most problems, 80%, you can fix yourself without the help of a doctor. I give questionnaires and self-diagnostic tools and guidance on how to really customize and personalize your approach to your health. And, of course, how to work with your doctor when you need to and how to get what you need. There's a whole downloadable guide on how to get what you need from your doctor, what tests to ask for, how to partner with them, what treatments you might need. And then there's really great guidance. I'm actually launching in a month or two. My Blood Sugar Solution course is a 12-week online course with hundreds of videos, week by week, step by step, goof-proof health with all the tools you need, including meditation and yoga and exercise, including recipes and shopping lists and community support, which is a big piece. Is how do you get in a group? How do you join a group? How do you support each other? What are the ways we do that? And there's also coaching, nutrition coaching, life coaching. Anything that people are going to need is available if they need it to help them yet successful in their striving towards health.
Well, you know, that's so impressive. My mind boggles, Mark, because I know how much work is involved in putting all of this together. You know, you're just doing an extraordinary job at integrating all these facets and making it so readily available and easily understood, which is another key component, you know?
Yeah, it has to be. I mean, it's not that hard, really. I mean, I'm embarrassed to say it, but, you know, understanding the science of what I'm doing is quite complicated. You know, talking about genomics and biological networks and pathways of hormones and proteins and so forth. But in the real world, putting it into practice is simply taking out the bad stuff and putting the good stuff. Your body's so smart, it knows what to do. And that's really what this is about. And it's somewhat customized, so if some people have different kinds of bad stuff and different kinds of good stuff they need, and you need to kind of tweak it, but it's a self-guided program. There's quizzes that help you diagnose that for yourself. How do you know if you have an imbalance in thyroid, or how do you know if you're toxic or you have inflammation or if your gut's out of balance? How do you know what to do? Well, it's all in there in a very step-by-step way to figure it out.
So what do you say to people? How do you advise people who've been going to their traditional medical doctor, their primary care physician, their cardiologist, their whatever the specialty may be? How do you support them in making this transition away from the traditional allopathic model, or how do they communicate with their doctors? You know, what would be the first step for these people?
Well, the first thing is that your doctor's not in charge of your health. You are. And your doctor doesn't know how to create health. You do. And that by following some simple principles of nutrition and lifestyle, that 80% of the problems you have will get better without a doctor's help. And the doctors are there if you need them. I mean, we're highly trained, we're highly specialized, and we have a lot of useful and important knowledge. But we are really mostly trained to deal with things at the end stage of life, not at the beginnings or in the middle. And we're pretty helpless when it comes to many of the chronic diseases that we see. So you have to partner with your doctor, but for the most part, you can take care of yourself. And health doesn't happen in the doctor's office. Health happens in your home. It happens in your kitchen. It happens where you work and where you live. And that's where health happens. And if you understand that, then you can be really successful in creating health without a lot of additional help. And then, of course, the doctor's there if you need the tweaking or this or that. And I have a whole guide on how to work with your doctor. I have a letter that I've written to your doctors to help guide you and how to ask the right questions and talk about the science. I provide hundreds of references for them when they go, where's the data? This is not evidence-based. I provide all the evidence so they can have plenty of homework. Sometimes it's not, you know, there's no evidence. It's just they haven't read it or they don't know about it because they're not being being shoved down their throat by the drug industry, which is shoving down all the other research on statins and other drugs. So they're having no problem keeping up with that because they're in their face all the time with it.
And I mean, that's so empowering for the individual. I always tell my patients, you've got to, first of all, just get all your records. A lot of people don't even get their records of all their tests. You know, you've got to collect this. You've got to have the knowledge so you can come from an empowered place when you talk with your practitioners of whatever persuasion that may be.
Absolutely. You know, I think, you know, it's a very weird culture. I don't understand why doctors don't actually give their patients their data and their results. It's your data. That's your blood. And you know, we should be teaching people about it. And I think people can be smarter and understand what they're doing. And that's what I do with my patients. I give them everything. I want them to understand it. I go through it with them. I tell them how to track it. And then you can become empowered because you get feedback.
So, Mark, there are some key tests that are really critical that may not be the tests that doctors would normally recommend. What would you suggest to help our listeners understand what kind of tests they should be asking for or organizing on their own that you think are fundamental?
Yeah, absolutely. I encourage people to go on my website. They can download it free. It's How to Work with Your Doctor Guide. I talk about it in the book, but it's essentially a list. What are the basic tests for understanding whether or not you have diabetes? And then what are the advanced tests you might want to do? And there's a couple that are really important. The basic ones are your insulin response tests, where you measure insulin, not just blood sugar. And doctors don't do this, and they don't do it after a sugar drink, which is really critical. Mm-hmm. The second is a special test which looks at your cholesterol, not the usual way we look at it, in a special way. which measures the size of the particles, and that's really critical because it's not just the total amount of your cholesterol, it's the whether you have these small or large particles, and that's really critical. And most doctors don't test that. And then explain exactly how to interpret it, what to do about it, and so forth. And then there's many other tests depending on what's out of balance in your system. And most doctors don't understand that, but in the guide that I have, I list all the tests, what to do, where to get them, how to interpret them, and what to ask your doctor for if he's not or she's not doing it. And that's why I think, you know, being an empowered patient is so critical, because you can be a partner with your doctor. And if your doctor doesn't want to partner with you, find a doctor who will.
Exactly. And the fact that they don't have to wait upon their doctor, especially if the doctor doesn't know about the test or doesn't agree with their importance, you can still organize what you need to do for yourself.
Absolutely. In fact, there's even labs I talk about and link to which people can order tests on their own and not have to go through a doctor.
Yeah.
There's some companies that allow that testing, self-testing.
You know, I think the really important message that you're giving here in your book, The Blood Sugar Solution, is that we can heal. We can reverse conditions such as diabetes. A lot of people don't believe that once you become insulin dependent, you can heal it. But that is not the case, is it?
It's true. We you know, it's a lot more work if you have it, you're an insulin-dependent diabetic. But I've seen this happen. Listen, with gastric bypass, if you have a gastric bypass, within 2 weeks you're off your insulin, your blood sugars are normal, and you're off your medications. Why? Because you change the inputs going in your body. You change the food. It's not the fact that you had surgery. It's the fact that you can't eat.
Yeah.
You can't eat what you were eating before. So you don't have to get a gastric bypass to do to do that. We have patients in our practice who we basically give them a gastric bypass without the bypass. And you know what? They get better, and they have no side effects, and they're not vomiting all the time and don't have diarrhea and get the sweats when they eat something bad. And they get off insulin. It's extraordinary to see.
You know, I recently discovered something that really shocked me, and that is that one of the side effects of metformin, which is this really popular drug given to help regulate insulin levels, actually can cause a deficiency of B12, which is an epidemic problem. I had no idea that was.
Yeah, you know, that's right. People think about, oh, what are the drug interactions? But there's a lot of drug-nutrient interactions. And these are common, and there are a lot of drugs that deplete nutrients, like Lipitor depletes CoQ10, and, you know, birth control pill depletes a lot of the B vitamins. So, you know, acid blockers, which everybody's taking, will impair mineral absorption, like calcium, magnesium, and also B12. So, you know, we have to be aware that these drugs are not just interacting with each other, but they're interacting with our food.
Right. And then just adds to the complications and deficiencies and ongoing health problems. Can we talk, we have a little bit of time left, can we talk a little bit about this growing industry of gastric bypasses, since you mentioned it? That's a growth industry, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, we went from 10,000 to 200,000 bypasses over the last 10 years, and now we had a study showing that gastric bypass reverses diabetes. Well, guess what? We don't have enough money to spend $12 trillion on the 400 million diabetics to give them gastric bypass to fix their diabetes on the planet. It's not a good strategy. It's going to cost just another $1 trillion to do it in Americans. And you know what? We know how to do this. We know how to fix this. We don't need a gastric bypass. And you know what? Many people fail gastric bypass. If it worked for everybody, great. There were no side effects, great. But if it didn't cost much, great. But it does. It's enormously expensive. It's enormously painful. And there's so many failures. And there's so many complications. People die from it. So I think that we have to kind of take a hard look at this insanity that we're going down and say, you know, we can't cut out chronic disease like a wart. You know, it's something that we ate ourselves into. We got to eat ourselves out of.
Exactly. And it's so crazy. Only in our culture will we bring out the heavy guns and the expensive guns to try to treat a condition that can be so easily and inexpensively and quickly addressed if we just kind of got our common sense back again.
You know, it's pretty crazy. We pay $30,000 for a gastric bypass, but we won't pay $100 for nutrition consult. It's just insane.
Yeah. I have met many people who've really suffered. In fact, their lives are ruined because of gastric bypasses and the consequences. They had no idea. And they're still dealing with being overweight.
Oh, yeah, making it back, exactly.
So just to kind of complete our conversation, if you were to give people some guidance on the kinds of nutritional supports that you think are foundational to start people off on the right track, what do you think people should be taking supplement-wise, and what do you think people should be doing in terms of their basic choice of healthy foods and healthy eating?
Well, we'll start with food, because that's really what I talk about is food first. And I think that's really important. Really, it's simple. It should be fresh, real, whole food. It should be food that comes from a farm, not a factory. It should be food that is close to nature, you can get it. So fruits, vegetables, beans, nuts, seeds, some limited amounts of whole grains, non-gluten grains, preferably like black rice or red rice or quinoa, and lean animal protein, chicken, eggs, fish, even wild animals if you can get them. And you know, grass-fed, better than feedlot, of course. These are just simple foods that we should be eating, and those are the basic foods. And everything else that comes in a box, package, a can, we should sort of just not really rely on. Some foods, obviously, are fine. If you have canned artichokes or wild canned salmon, I mean, those are okay because they have one ingredient and it's real food. But what stuff is, you know, I have 10 rules for eating safely for life in the book, which talks about really how to avoid the dangers of our industrial food system and how to eat safely for life. So it's not that hard. Eat early, eat often, create the perfect plate, which is basically half your plate of non-starchy veggies, a quarter protein, a quarter maybe some whole grain or starchy veggies like sweet potato. And that's a really simple way to eat. Protein for breakfast, really key. Having a diet rich in the good fats, omega-3 fats, coconut. Those are really simple ideas, and I talk about it in the book in great detail with shopping lists, recipes, simple tips for cooking, for eating out, for creating an emergency life pack so you never are in a food emergency, which you'll always be in if you don't plan ahead. And then there's some basic supplements that people should take. It's not complicated. A basic multivitamin, fish oil, and vitamin D, and I go through all that in the book. For diabetics, there may be a few other things that are helpful, extra chromium, lipoic acid, a few other things that I talk about. But it's really doable, and it's something that will make a huge difference for people if they just try it.
And do you think most people should supplement their diet with some forms of vitamins, minerals, or you know other nutritional support as well? Do you think that's critical?
I do. I think you know it would be great if we could get all our food, all our vitamins from food. But I don't think that's possible anymore. I think our soils are depleted. I think you know we have foods transported great gross distances, or stored for long periods of time. They're highly processed often, and they're depleted of a lot of their core nutrients, and all the stresses of modern life just require more. You're talking about nutrigenomics, and many of us can't detoxify as well, and our load of environmental toxins is very high, and these things really drive so much in the way of chronic disease and stress.
So really, the mess we've gotten ourselves in from exposure to toxic environment and toxic foods requires some extra help in order to get the body functioning optimally again, so impaired for so long that we really need to create this integrated program. My one last question to you, Mark, what's next on your agenda? You have some big visions, you have some big plans. Where are you going next?
Well, that's a good question. I really am focused on how do we create change at a bigger scale. So I've been thinking about how do we change food policy, how do we create programs in large organizations to empower people, whether, you know, working with a friend at the VA who wants to transform the Veterans Administration. They have 6 million people, probably 2 million diabetics under their care, and working with the State Department, working with large organizations to try to think about how do we bring health into groups of people. The churches, I'm very excited about this faith-based movement. I think we can channel this through faith-based communities all across the world and be very effective.
And with all this traveling and presenting, do you still have a private practice?
I do. In fact, we're moving into a brand new facility, the Ultra Wellness Center. We've got 3 doctors in addition to myself and 2 nutritionists. Actually, we have 4 nutritionists, including the part-time ones. We have an excellent couple of nurses and health coaches. We're going to have a really an integrated clinic, which is with a teaching kitchen. I'm very excited about because, you know, food is the basic medicine we use, so we have to teach people about it. We have to teach people how to cook, and this is just basic medicine. And if we don't have the doctors of the future having teaching kitchens in their offices, we're really creating a disservice. And I'm excited about moving in there and having this opportunity to care for people. And we take care of people from all over the world.
You know, and that model is so profound because we're really talking about an educational model and an empowering model. It's not just going in, getting your prescription or getting your supplements and then walking back out. It's this participatory model where you have to be involved, you have to get educated, and you have to have that kind of knowledge to inspire oneself to keep it going and have this partnership with the practitioners as well.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, it's really doable. And, you know, people know more about how to take care of their car than they know about how to take care of their own body. And that's what I want to encourage people to do, is just realize that they can. It's a very doable thing that with a little bit of information, a little bit of support, and a little bit of guidance, it's possible.
Well, this has been such a pleasure. I thank you for your time. I know you're such a busy person in demand. So thank you so much, Dr. Mark Hyman, for spending this wonderful time with us today. It's very
much
appreciated.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. And thank you for the wonderful work you are doing.
Thank you.
Well, thank you all for listening. This is Dr. Cheryl Selman. We've been having this wonderful conversation with Dr. Mark Hyman. He is the author of The Blood Sugar Solution, the ultra-healthy program for losing weight, preventing disease, and feeling great now. And I just want to say a few things before we wrap up this show. I really hope everyone understands we have the power within ourselves to create and heal whatever is going on in our body. And I just challenge everyone, join Dr. Hyman's community, listen to my programs, join my teleseminar series. Whatever you need to do, you can heal and transform anything in your life. Thank you for listening. This is Dr. Cheryl Selman. And remember to always honor the wisdom of your feminine self. Bye for now.